A lottery winner goes bankrupt within 5 years. A CEO closes a record-breaking deal, then picks a fight with his spouse that evening. An athlete finally reaches peak performance, only to injure herself days before the championship. What connects these seemingly random events? They're all manifestations of what's called the upper limit problem, an invisible psychological thermostat that regulates how much success, love, and happiness we allow ourselves to experience. When we exceed our unconscious settings, we automatically sabotage ourselves to return to familiar territory. This isn't bad luck or coincidence. It's a predictable pattern that affects virtually everyone, from everyday individuals to world-famous performers. The question isn't whether you have an upper limit problem. It's whether you're ready to recognize it and break through to the life you're truly capable of living. Your capacity for success and happiness operates like a thermostat set to 68 degrees. When the temperature rises to 75, the system automatically brings it back down. You experience contentment, professional success, or intimate connection, then suddenly manufacture worry, start conflicts, or develop mysterious ailments. These aren't unrelated incidents. They're your psyche returning to a familiar comfort zone. This mechanism operates beneath conscious awareness. A woman celebrates losing 20 pounds, then develops a condition requiring bed rest that adds the weight back. A couple enjoys a breakthrough weekend of intimacy, then spends the following week arguing about trash. A business owner lands his biggest client, then makes an impulsive investment, wiping out the profit. The pattern becomes clear once you know what to look for. The most radical question: am I willing to feel good and have my life go well all the time? Most people instinctively reject this, believing positive experiences must be balanced by negative ones. But this is merely a limiting belief. Breaking free requires understanding that the upper limit problem isn't solved through conventional problem solving. It must be dissolved by shining awareness on its false foundations. The upper limit problem stems from four false beliefs that trigger self-sabotage when we exceed our unconscious comfort zones. Feeling fundamentally flawed. An inner voice insists you shouldn't feel this good because something is inherently wrong with you. Many develop this barrier in childhood when blamed for things beyond their control: parents' divorce, a sibling's illness, family financial struggles. Unable to recognize our innocence as children, we internalize the message that we were defective. Disloyalty and abandonment. Your unconscious warns, "I cannot expand to my full success because it would leave me alone, abandoning people from my past." Robert and Dee made an impulsive wedding decision defying family expectations. Within days, both developed severe poison oak requiring medical intervention, their bodies sabotaging them from guilt about breaking family rules. Becoming a bigger burden. You feel that expanding your success makes you more burdensome than you already are. This develops when you're born during difficult circumstances or your existence created family hardship. The mixed message, celebration from some, resentment from others, creates a pattern where success triggers feelings of being burdensome. The crime of outshining. Your unconscious insists you must not expand to your full success because you would outshine someone else. Common among gifted children who received messages not to outshine siblings or parents. These barriers exist only in imagination, yet they exert tremendous power until we shine awareness on them. To overcome your upper limit problem, recognize how it manifests in daily life. These behaviors signal you're approaching your unconscious success thermostat. Worry is the most common upper limit behavior. It's useful only when addressing something you can control with immediate action. Otherwise, it's noise keeping you comfortable. When things go well, your upper limit mechanism manufactures doom scenarios. Ask, is it a real possibility? And can I take action right now? Most worries fail both tests. Criticism and blame destroy intimacy and indicate an upper limit problem. Chronic criticism never produces results. It disrupts positive energy flow. When criticizing, we're in a hypnotic trance, convinced the other person deserves it. Test if it's an addiction by trying to stop for one day. Squabbling crimps positive energy when things go well. Arguments occur when two people race to occupy the victim position. The solution? Each person takes 100% responsibility, not dividing up 100%, but each claiming their full share. Illness and injury often serve as upper limit mechanisms. We unconsciously punish ourselves for feeling too good, punishment, avoid unwanted tasks, prevention, or protect ourselves from uncomfortable feelings, protection. Approach these behaviors with cheerful curiosity rather than self-criticism. Wonder accelerates transformation faster than judgment. Our activities fall into four zones. The zone of incompetence covers tasks others do better. The zone of competence includes what you do adequately but isn't special. The zone of excellence contains activities you've mastered, likely the foundation of your career success. Here's the trap. The zone of excellence provides comfort and income, making it seductive. Many successful people get stuck here, performing tasks they've mastered but don't truly love. Despite outward success, this often leads to depression, illness, and relationship conflicts. The zone of genius is where magic happens, activities that express your unique gifts and provide ultimate satisfaction. Time disappears, energy flows, and work feels like natural self-expression. To discover yours, ask, what do I most love to do? What work doesn't feel like work? What produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to time spent? Transitioning from excellence to genius is challenging because excellence provides security and recognition. Yet remaining there causes internal rusting, a gradual deadening of spirit. Making your big leap requires commitment before understanding, stepping into thin air before the bridge appears. Once you've identified your zone of genius, commit to living there consistently. Start by declaring, I commit to living in my zone of genius now and forever. Install the ultimate success mantra. I expand in abundance, success, and love every day as I inspire those around me to do the same. This directly counters the upper limit problem by instructing your mind to expand rather than contract. Use it formally, sitting quietly for 5 to 10 minutes, whispering it every 15-20 seconds, and informally throughout your day. Master the enlightened no. Each time you decline something outside your genius, you strengthen your foundation within it. This isn't about money, it's about honoring your commitment regardless of financial incentives. Embrace Einstein time, recognizing that you're where time comes from. Stop complaining about time entirely. Eliminate phrases like, I don't have time, which actually means you don't want to do something. In relationships, the upper limit problem creates projection, arguments, and withdrawal. The solution? Each partner takes 100% responsibility. When both step out of victimhood, conflicts resolve permanently. Your big leap isn't one dramatic moment, but daily choices to recognize upper limit behaviors and recommit to your zone of genius.